save your jewels and peace. On Hit 92.9. Righto, here we are about to review another daily dose of content gold from our favourite FM radio breakfast personalities, Xavier, Jules and Pete. Yeah, roll the WAV file. Roll it. Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Podcast, you'll hear a different voice in the show today.
You will. Tebo wandered in from Channel 9, 9 News, and she did a wonderful job.
I completely agree.
Best on ground today, Pete.
Yeah, I agree as well. Yep, 100%. Certainly wasn't who we had on behind the mic. What else was in there today?
Oh, the goods.
It was good, wasn't it? It was just a bit of fun. Gosh, she can tell a story.
You can't, but about though, like, when you know it's good, it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was good.
My pen lid's been stuck on the enemy pen for 3 hours.
Now, this is the pen that before the show this morning, you said you're holding on to that one for dear life.
Have a go.
Give me, look. Oh. There you go.
Did you break it?
Huh?
That's why I was going to break it. Thanks, mate.
Enjoy. Have fun. Listen to the podcast. Get it into your ear holes. Jules should be back tomorrow as well. Good morning, Xavier.
Hey, good morning, Peter. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. Good morning, Tracy Vaux.
Good morning.
Tevo's in the house.
Yes, I'm in the house.
Well done, mate. What time do you usually get out of bed?
Probably not as early as this.
No, not as early, but okay. Yeah. Okay.
This is actually a sleep in compared to like when I was doing Today's Show earlier this year. So
is that like a 3 a.m. or 2 a.m.?
3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Yeah.
Run me through your sleeping patterns.
Yes.
When do you go to bed?
For a 3 a.m.
Yeah,
start,
yes.
That was at about probably about 6:30, 7 p.m. So not much of a life at night.
Okay. But you're still getting your 7 hours.
Yes,
pretty
but
good.
Now,
it's good
but
for
now
your
being
health.
With Nine News back yes. in Perth, which is fantastic, I do have a bit of a sleep in. Thanks, boss.
Yes.
Good on you, boss.
Yeah.
And it only took you 30 seconds to mention that at some point you're on the Today Show on national TV. So nicely done. Great. That's a new record. Awesome. Hey, last night I was at Mum and Dad's house, went to pick up the kids and mentioned to Mum, oh, Tracy Vaux's on the show tomorrow. And she said some very lovely things. But you're not allowed to get in the way of Liz. I'll just preface that. I hit record and I said, Mum, say what you said so I can play it back to Tebo.
You say to me what you just said.
Oh, I just reckon she's beautiful. She's gorgeous. Well, Tracy Vaux.
What? What about her?
She's just, you can see she's a gentle soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, just by watching her on TV, you can see she's got this beautiful... beautiful nature about her.
Mm. Yeah. Should I trade Liz in for her?
Well, no, because my Lizzie's got that beautiful, gentle soul.
Yeah, what if something happened to Liz?
Pete, shut up. No, don't even go there.
What if Liz left me?
No, just shush.
So there you go, just so we can establish boundaries.
Mate, yes. Your mother said something in there that my father always says.
What?
Don't go there.
Yeah, don't go there.
Don't go there.
Such a mum thing, isn't it? Such a parent thing.
Thank you, Mum. That's so sweet. Yeah. That's very kind.
There you go.
All right, that's enough for you,
apparently,
Tebo.
I do have a gentle soul. I don't know.
Apparently. Yeah,
press play on the next bit.
What next bit?
Well, I'm certain there'd be something kind towards me. your mother says, I've got a gentle soul or something.
No, I'm still working on Mum with that. But we'll get there eventually, I'm sure.
How long has it been? How long have you been waiting, Xavier?
No, I think the hiccup might be where I say that Pete's still breastfed because he's a bit of a mummy's boy.
What?
So we've got to get through that little hurdle and then I'm
you
sure
dug a
something,
hole there.
Then that something nice will come my way.
Dig up. Yeah. Yeah.
Hit 92.9's. Take your
jewels and pee. What's going on here, Tebo?
Well, you know, I love news.
You love news? You do? You love news?
Yeah, I love news and I came across this story. And this poor bloke trying to be quite the romantic was preparing to propose to his missus, right?
His missus. I like
his
it.
Missus,
yeah.
Or missus to be. And so lit up tea lights, candles around the apartment with a room full of balloons.
Someone stole my proposal.
Really?
God, no.
Well, it probably didn't end this way. So anyway, he went to go fetch his girlfriend from work.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, came back and the house was burning.
Gone.
That's unfortunate.
Yes, very unfortunate. So his romantic gesture literally went down in flames. So, but she did accept his proposal because, you know.
Makes a good story.
It's the thought that counts.
Makes a good story.
So I want to know, has there been any failed proposals out there or any failed, I guess, gestures of romantic yes. type of thing with your partner or anything
failed
like
proposals.
That.
Failed proposals.
Yeah.
I like it.
You know what failed, I hear? Failed romantic attempts
yeah,
even.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, what I hear quite often, and in fact, we were just talking about this on the weekend at Mum and Dad's house. We had a few of the family around, uncles and aunties and cousins and stuff. And they were saying, there are probably about two or three of them that have been married in recent times where the bloke has had a grand gesture ready to go and is trying to get his partner to where she needs to be to make this happen.
Oh, yeah.
And it might be in the evening or something where it's a little bit cold yep. or something like that, or yep. maybe it's raining, or and they'll turn around and they'll go, can you just, whatever it is that we have to do, can you just hurry it up mm-hmm. and get it over and done with, and just gets really angry and mean about it?
A mate of mine, Mossy, engaged now to the beautiful Ingrid, but when he got engaged down south, mm-hmm. he went to set up some beautiful candles and that sort of stuff down on the beach.
Yeah.
But to get down there, he had to obviously leave Ingrid behind it to get, you know, obviously set up. So he said that he was going to the tote to have a bet, and that set her off. So she wasn't happy with that. And then so they're going to go down the beach Lord. And watch the sunset, which was organised. Anyway, he's had to dart down there. So by the time he got back from setting everything up, wasn't at the tote, she'd undressed, put herself into her trackies, was refusing to go down to watch the sunset.
So what happened there?
No, well, they got there in the end. Okay. God bless.
That's great.
That's why you shouldn't
be
right
there.
Yeah, pretty much. In the back of the boot. It's on her up, threw it in there.
So 13, 10, 60, how did your proposal fail? Mm. Now, all manner of things, right? Did it just not go right any of those particular ways that you've heard? Maybe you had something special with the ring and it's gotten lost along the way.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you had it tucked away in like the bottom of a champagne glass. And instead of seeing it, they've drunk it.
Oh, okay.
Stuff
or like
that.
You put it in a cake and they've eaten it.
Yeah.
Or if you dropped it down like a little bridge, a little trestle bridge where you're standing by the water and it's falling.
What about those grates or something going
down
along
the grate. The... Look at the callers, gun. I reckon we've set it up enough. Yes, the callers exactly. there.
I agree. Now,
13, 10, 60.
Hit 92 nines. Take your
jewels and peace. I revealed a story about a poor bloke who tried to propose to his girlfriend, ended up burning down his house
yep.
in the process of that. So I wanted to ask all the listeners out there, have you had any failed proposals or any romantic gestures? It just didn't go to plan. So we've had a lot of callers,
yeah,
actually.
No need to keep talking, mate.
The
phone lines are full. There's no room for anyone else. The topic was delivered so well
100%
that no one else can get on the line. So good morning, Cassie. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're all going very well in here, mate. Proposal failures or gestures?
Yes.
What happened, mate?
So it was my birthday and my partner was like, your present's going to be at home when we get home. And he did all the blinds and everything. So I was expecting that we're going to get a spa.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, okay. So he's like, I was going to take you out for dinner. I was in such a bad mood because all I wanted to do was just go home because
yep.
I wanted my surprise. And he kept on talking to me about how he loves me and we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. Ew. And I was like, oh, yeah, like I'm stuck with you. Like we're a pair of old socks.
Yeah.
And I had a drink and I choked on my ring.
Oh, it does happen.
It does happen.
It happens.
You predicted it. Oh, my goodness. So what happened after that, Cassie?
Well, after I coughed and splattered, he's like, oh, yeah, will you marry me? And I was like, oh, well, you just tried to kill me. I'm going to have to marry you now. Like,
oh, mate.
And we've been to married 3 years this year.
Did you get your spa?
Yeah.
No, I haven't got my bloody spa yet.
Oh, do you know but also, did you get your ring?
Yeah, so more importantly.
I did get my ring, yes. I did get my ring. And, but I still haven't got my spa, so I'm going to have to remind him about that.
Talking about spas, I used to have a mate who used to, when we were younger, try and get a kiss. And his go-to line was, I'm having a party back at mine. The spa will be set at a balmy 37 if you're interested. A balmy 37.
And how do you go?
The balmy 37 didn't go too bad for him.
With the kiss.
The spa always worked.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
It was a romantic gesture, was it?
Yes, it was Valentine's Day, but we'd already been together 20 years,
yep.
didn't bother getting married, and we were on the Gili Islands off Lombok. Now, behind my back, I didn't know he'd organised a picnic basket and champagne and a horse and carriage
Ooh.
To take us. You could walk around the island, so there were no cars or anything.
Yeah.
We'd gone out to a beach area where no one was around, put a love heart of candles, you know, the little candles in a tin, put a love heart of that, and off, okay, organise, off we go. I don't know it. No, sorry. First, he goes back to check what he'd done. Mm. The waves had washed it all away.
No! Oh, jeez. Oh, his work, so it's gone.
He sets it all back up. Okay, off we go. In the horse and carriage, I didn't know what he'd done. We get there, we sit there in the dark with his beautiful candles on. Well, wasps were attracted to the candles and started dive bombing them. So we were surrounded by wasps.
You got wasped.
But it was beautiful.
Did you get you didn't get stung? Hopefully not.
No, but it was just hilarious. He was upset, you know, and I just thought, this is hilarious, and laughed my head off.
Oh, dear.
It's the gesture that counts.
That's it.
That is.
He made an effort twice.
Sometimes you just got to give up.
That's great advice, Xavier. Yeah.
What a real lesson for life. Hi, Rudy.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks. Just in traffic at the moment. You're on loudspeaker.
That's all right, mate. You've had a
wind your window
issue.
Down so they can hear us in the next car.
Hey.
Yeah, good. All right, Rudy, what happened?
Real flattener, that one, Pete.
Hey. Anyways, I went to Rottnest Island to surprise the miso instead of only going over there for a day. I ended up booking out one of their fancy glamping tents on the water there.
Yeah.
And, went over to the room and had a picnic planned and everything and set her up down the beach. Went back to the room to get the platter that I'd made up and walked down the beach. And got down, she started having something to eat and I stopped her and grabbed her hand mid-conversation, sort of got on one knee and started having a yarn to her. And got about a quarter of the way into my proposal speech and we both heard this guy from in the water yell, "No way!" with an American accent, and then, "No way!" And then it interrupted my speech, so he sort of turned to see what it was, and there was a guy who proceeded to get out of the water, had goggles on, wearing dick stickers too, walked right up to us about 2 feet away from us and going, "No way, I've travelled across the world and I get to see someone proposing on the beach on this beautiful island," standing right next to us, dripping water nearly on top of it. So I'm on one knee. I was looking at him like, "Bloke, I'm literally halfway through this tour."
Yeah.
Then he proceeded to tell us about how he's been with his partner for 30 years and he still hasn't got round to proposing. And, I thought the whole interruption process of it was quite comical. I tried to go out of my way and waste all the money to do the right thing. Yeah. And then I ended up with this big broad tatted up. He turned out to be an oil gas miner from over there. Just dripping water over me halfway through my speech.
In his dickies.
In his dick stickers too, like, yeah.
Did he watch the rest of your speech?
He actually proceeded to ask if I wanted him to film it. And I was like, nah, mate, that's all right. And then my missus was like, "Oh, why are you there? Can you grab a photo for us?" And we actually got a really good photo of me on one knee with the platter and the picnic on the beach here on Rottnest Island.
Where did you put in the platter?
Oh, and the platter was all, my missus is a vegetarian, so I got, and she likes these crackers with all the fruit and cheeses and strawberries and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And the Rottnest Island glamping place gave us a bottle of champagne. We're both not big drinkers. We're not big drinkers, so we only had a glass each. And then on the way out, he was actually sitting on the beach with two backpacker birds, and I gave him the bottle of champagne.
No!
Just after he'd been preaching to me about how much he loved his missus for 30 years.
And he had a couple on the beach with him.
Hey, Rudy.
Yeah, then he had a set of backpackers, but even just trying to tune him on the beach, so I gave him the bottle of
champagne. Do you want the Frio tickets, or do you want the $150 Zarafa's coffee voucher?
Oh, mate, you're a champion. I didn't even know there was a prize. I just wanted to tell my story.
Which one do you want, mate?
I'll take the 100. My missus loves the coffee. I'll get the $150 voucher.
Oh,
yeah, go on.
Rudy.
Rudy.
You're a beautiful human. That's lovely.
Good on you guys.
Hey, Rudy, are you a country boy originally?
No, I actually grew up on Rottnest Island, mate.
Did you?
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, I was lucky enough. I grew up there, so we're actually getting married there in March. So I proposed.
Congratulations.
I proposed there, and we're going back there to get married.
Beautiful.
Man, this story just keeps getting better and better.
I had to cringe through it a little bit because I also got engaged at Rotto.
Yeah.
And his version of events is much better than mine. Well done, Rudy. You outdid me. Good on you, mate.
Hit 92.9's. Take your jewels and
peace. Double pass to Delta. We'll get you along to Delta Goodrum, who will be here. It'll probably be the first live toured show in this state.
Well,
April 17.
Goes.
Sorry?
Do you reckon it'll still go?
I think so. Or depends.
I reckon it will be.
Okay.
I mean, if they're not working, she may as well come over and do the 14 days quarantine.
She can do that. We'll just do the concert here.
And then do a few. Yeah.
Just stay.
You're just thinking of WA.
She's like Pink. Just does 15 in a row.
Yeah, perfect.
I suppose.
When Pink was in Melbourne, she was there that long, even I popped in for a look. Like, that's how, she was there 14 in a row.
That was a good show, though.
Yeah, it was a ripper.
That was an absolute
when she did her stuff in the strings.
Yeah.
Strings.
Oh, what are they, what's that called? Strings.
This is how he describes things, Steve-O. The acrobat. Yes. The acrobatic show, because it was
a
circus.
Well, I mean, you are a dad, so, you know, I can understand why you speak that way.
Well, funny.
TED talk.
I am a dad, and I'm still waiting for Channel 9 to hit me up for a story on Father of the Year.
Okay, but all right. 9 years, we'll get there.
Yes. Now, yesterday, I went to the zoo. Now, Pete, you'd know, I've been saying a lot during the show when we sit during the songs, oh, I want to take Ted to the zoo, but it's been raining a lot lately, so couldn't go. Yesterday was perfect condition. So got home, packed him up, gave him a little sleep first just to get him in the right mood, and then off we went to the zoo, stopped by, got a coffee, chased a couple of trains along the freeway. Oh. He loves choo-choo.
So we chased them along,
and I got to the zoo. And he loves lions. So we watched Lion King the morning before we left. Loves it.
Just to get him warmed up.
Can't watch the Simba scene where Mufasa dies.
So sad.
Can't watch it. He's only one.
Don't even.
And it's still got his emotions. Like, he has to cuddle mum during it. He hates me so much that he'll sit through it if I'm there. But if mum's there, he'll go for the cuddle.
Oh, man. It just, still to this very day, it's a shocking thing.
I know.
So we get to the zoo and Lions. I'm like, mate, we'll get to the lions. Have you ever been to the zoo?
Yeah, plenty of times.
It's hard to find things, isn't it? Like, you look at the map and there's just so much going on that you're like, right, if we head in that direction.
And also some of them asleep or, you know, hidden away. Yeah.
So we head in the direction of the lions and there's so many nice things and, you know, you see the raffies and all that stuff. But we're after the lions. That's all we want is the lions. Get to the lion den and not much lion action out there just yet. So I'm like, right.
Could you see them at least, or were they just not doing it? Were they hidden?
Couldn't see them. Yeah. Okay. So no sightings of lions. And Ted's sitting in the pram. lions. I'm like, yeah, mate, I think maybe on the other side. So we go around, and the lady at the zoo was there. I said, look, I'm just looking for the lions. They're meant to be here. So hopefully they're not out. That's the start. Like,
can I have a refund?
Just letting you know, if the lions are meant to be in here, they're not. Like, so they might be somewhere else where they probably shouldn't be. She's like, oh, no, look, they're probably put away for now because they're merging the two enclosures together. Oh. So there's like a left and a right, for example. They've usually been the right one. They're now cleaning the right one up and so they can use both left and right. Anyway, so I was like, Christ, when are the lions going to be back? And she's like, I don't know. So Ted's there, I go, lions. And I'm like, Ted, I don't know where they are, mate. Like, what do you want me to do?
And you can't explain it. Are you getting
frazzled by this stage?
Well, I don't know if he thinks I've got like a lion call. Like, anyway, so I'm like, maybe it's the next one. And we go, keep walking, and we find the meerkats. Mm. And I'm like, oh.
I love the meerkats.
Yeah, well, so Ted was like, come. And he's standing there at the meerkats, and it turned into a meerkat orgy. Meerkats were everywhere, like on, and Ted's going, fighting. They're fighting. I'm like, no, they're not fighting. Let's go, Ted. This is, we're sitting here.
No, that's the moment where you say, yes, they're fighting.
Yeah.
Well, because he sees Tilly and Kevin, our two dogs, like wrestle. So he's thinking they're wrestling, but they just weren't. It was a free for all in the meerkat enclosure.
Getting a bit randy in the meerkat enclosure.
Into it. And Ted is now out of the pram and sitting at the glass. Just sitting there looking at them fighting. And I was like, this is as weird as I've ever been. We've gone looking for lions and we've ended up watching meerkats get into it. And at the end, he's like, bye-bye, meerkat. No more fighting. And I was like, oh, my God. And no lions. And we saw a meerkat get into it. So there you go. And it was more than one, too.
Well, at least he got an education.
He got an education. Exactly. And I look forward, the breeding program at the zoo, Perth Zoo for the meerkats is very successful.
I don't think I could look at meerkats the same way ever again.
Well, it was so often I was videoing it and sending it to Em. And I'm like, we've got no lions, but we've got meerkats.
I need to see these videos.
Oh. Hit 92.9's. Take your Jules and Pete. From The Bachelor in Paradise, please welcome everyone's favourite conga liner, Litney Weldon.
And she finally got that conga line after seasons and seasons. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you?
Going really well, mate. Now, there's a question I know Xavier has been chomping at the bit to ask you. Go ahead, mate.
So, Brittany, I thought your name was Litney. How did you get the nickname Litney?
Oh, it definitely is.
How did you get the nickname?
I know myself.
You did it yourself.
I like to get lit, and then I just put knee on the end, so lit knee.
So I'm a 32-year-old dad, so I'm a bit of a squeezer. Do you still use the word lit?
I do, but, you know, I'm not cool.
Okay. Oh, righto. Okay.
You make it cool. Let's be real. Everyone makes it cool.
All right. You own it. I like
it. I just love the fact that you own it. Litany. That's a magnificent thing. Bachelor in Paradise returns Sunday night, 7 o'clock on 10. Now, just blown away by the fact that you left during the episode, the most recent episode, with Jackson Garlick. You finally got your man. Are you still on or what?
No, unfortunately we're not on, but he's a really great guy. We just try and make it work, but unfortunately living in different states, you know, doesn't work out.
COVID.
Are you going to put it down to COVID? It's probably an easy out.
No, it was before COVID.
Okay. So what was his? What was Jackson's major issue? What didn't you like about him?
No, there was nothing I didn't like. You know, I just met his family and friends, and it all went well. But you know, we work full time.
Yep.
And different states, and just getting to know each other, that didn't really turn out.
Garlic is one of my favourite things to add to my dinners. Do you use garlic a lot, Brittany?
Yeah, definitely.
I like it.
I'm still waiting for a pie, though.
Still waiting for a pie?
He owns a pie business.
Oh, does he?
What type of pies?
Yeah.
Yeah, garlic pies.
Oh.
We speak a fair bit about pies.
Oh, mate, Mount Claremont, chunky steak. I have one a day.
Did you tell
moment.
It you went and got one yesterday?
Double sauce, fresh out of the oven.
Oh,
beautiful.
My goodness. Brittany, do you like a good pie?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a sausage roll girl, but I don't mind a pie.
We like the snag rolls.
Yeah, sausage roll and a V, you know, tradie breakfast.
Sausage roll and a V.
It sounds like me hungover at work.
Got to keep that body fresh.
So, mate, I think this is what, the 17th season of The Bachelor or Bachelorette or Bachelor in Paradise that you've been on. Are there any plans to be on any more or what?
Oh, look, I never say never.
Yep.
It's probably not Paradise because I think the odds aren't in my favour.
Okay, yeah.
Do you think it's maybe time to look elsewhere?
Oh, I'm always looking elsewhere, but, you know, if something pops up, how could you say no?
Fair point.
Hey, Litany, what are you looking for in a man? What's your number one quality?
Just honest, funny, but not too funny, because, you know, I've got to be funnier than them. Nice.
Yeah, okay.
Meat pie and a V.
Anything. Yeah.
Nice, yeah. Hey, who was the worst one in Paradise while you were there?
Oh, I don't like to be mean. That's not a very nice question, but Cass.
You got a cough.
Yeah.
I like you, Litany.
Oh, jeez. Is there anything else so obviously this is all, you know, pre-recorded and we're seeing it after the fact now, but is there anything else that you can sort of let on that we can look forward to that's yet to be revealed?
Oh, I don't know, because I got out. I don't know what's to come. I'm watching at the same time. You guys watch it.
Hey, Brittany, there's one thing that I always want to ask these contestants or lovers or whatever.
Lovers.
How nervous do you get kissing on TV with the camera right in your face? Like, do you back your technique in?
Oh, yeah. Imagine if you're a sloppy kisser. How embarrassing.
I know. And obviously you're not. You've mastered the trade of the pash.
I don't know. I think so. I mastered the drink remover. Like, my drink did not spill anything when I was kissing him, so that was good.
Ooh.
Is that a technique, is it? Is that a skill, or?
Oh, I would call it a skill, but, you know.
It's a skill.
You only get a certain amount of drinks, so I didn't want to spill one drop.
God, I've been out of the game for so long.
I love it. Well done.
Good on you, Brittany. Hey, thanks for chatting to us this morning, mate. Good to see that you found love to a degree.
Had a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And good luck for the next one.
Oh, the next one. Thank you so much.
You're
have
welcome.
A great day.
Yeah, you
good
too.
On you, mate.
Hit 92.9's. Take your jewels and peace.
Showers on Sunday.
That was smooth.
Thank you, mate.
They're calling it the rain bomb.
The rain bomb?
I think we made that up in the newsroom yesterday. Yeah.
So you're calling it the rain bomb?
Yeah, right.
The Sunday system that's rolling in.
Everybody's calling it the rain bomb, haven't you heard?
Actually, just probably Nine News.
I've heard it around town.
No, there's lots of rain coming, as you said, Pete. So well done you. Look at you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Weather Presenter.
Well, you're in here, so I have to impress. Now, usually after 7:30, we do a little segment called Happy as Jerry.
Yes.
This morning, though, it's going to be a nice Vovo.
Aww.
So looking forward to that. But having you in here means, I suppose, we can have a chat about something I reckon that we've been wanting to throw around for a while. And now that we have you here, your time on the Today Show.
Yes.
Which
yes.
must have been a good laugh.
It was great fun. Yeah, really good fun. Obviously, cut short because of coronavirus. Yep. Back in Perth now. But lots of fun. And of course, you know, live. Everything live. There's always a blunder.
Yes.
You know, it happens in radio, happens in
Does
TV.
It? What do you
but
mean?
You know what? I'm gonna say, look, I'm going to say
are you
9 News
our
per.
Radio brand?
No, you guys are great. God, we have, have we messed up how many times this
yeah,
morning?
Yeah, I know, in an hour and a half, it's probably been 4 or 5, but yeah, we plough on.
Right, so obviously there are a lot of bloopers, not captured on camera, but this one was. Unfortunately.
But lots of news coming in, and Tracy's got the very latest as well from the Royals.
Yes, good morning
Hello.
To you there.
Hello there.
Hi, I've disappeared.
Are you trying to creep up on us?
I did. Hello.
I was creeping up on Carl and Ali behind there, so I was still navigating my way. It's a big studio over there in Sydney.
Is it much scarier than the Perth? Like, is it similar or bigger or...?
It's bigger. Yeah. It's almost like a warehouse, I suppose.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
And lots of people sort of, you know, running around, fixing lights and that sort of stuff. So, so I accidentally walked in shot behind. I was literally on top of, like, on Carl's shoulder.
Well, you shouldn't be. You shouldn't.
Yeah, no.
You shouldn't have been there.
No, I shouldn't have been.
Because usually
there.
When we see the panel,
yes.
you're meant to have your place, what, over on the left-hand or the right-hand
exactly,
side?
Exactly, my place.
Yeah, yes. you've got a
I'll
spot.
I'll be tapped away.
Right.
Your little booth. Okay. You've got your
little
area.
Yeah. It's like, go away. No, so then obviously that was a bit of a blunder. And then, you know, we thought, well, I may as well take more of a tour of the studio. And then this happened.
Where is she
there?
Is she behind you there,
please? I'm just doing a tour of the studio.
I thought your shot looked a lot better.
You've improved my shot out of sight, Tracy. Thank you.
So that was Alex Cullen, our wonderful sports presenter for today's show. So I decided to go behind him and
join
just do some noddies, you know?
You joined him.
You know when you see political press conferences, the people behind them, and they're just like, yes.
Yeah, good point.
So I was giving him some encouragement.
And he would have loved that.
He would have loved that.
So now when I'm talking to you and you're shaking your head at me,
yes.
I'm like... You're not actually liking what I'm saying. You're just doing on autopilot what you've been doing forever.
Yes, that's right. But so that was captured. So that's going to be, I think, online again very soon.
It is. Yes, it's on our socials. So if you'd like to go and have a look at it, please hit 92.9 and the Xavier Jules and Pete socials to go and have yourself a bit of a laugh.
Now I have to ask, what's it like working with Carl?
Oh, he's a laugh.
Yeah.
He's so great, and he's very really generous as a presenter as well. Like, you know, it was obviously a new team for us, and we just loved being part of, like, you know, also getting to know each other. I've known Carl for a while because I've been with Nine now for 13 years all up. So, and he's just, he's a great bloke. And obviously he was becoming a dad again with Jasmine. And so, you know, he was navigating his way through that. But really great. And Alison as well, she's just a cool chick and really great journo. And Alex was also the new kid on the block too. So it was really great to be part of the show. But you know what? It's great to be home, part of, you know, back with Nine News Perth as well. The wonderful Michael Thompson.
Tomo.
You know, you'll never catch him having a blooper on air.
Tomo and the gang.
He's so professional.
He is.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? Like,
I know.
He's too
smooth.
Professional.
He's smooth, aren't they?
There's got to be something about him.
No, like, he is honestly one of the, you know, the nicest man in television.
When you make a mistake on air live, is that just like human error, don't worry about it? Or does someone actually say something to you like, do they point out that you've made a mistake?
What kind of mistake are you talking about here?
Just like if you're stuttering through a sentence, if you're live, if you're...
Yeah. Oh, look, we can pick... If you pick it up fast enough, it's fine. Or correct yourself, fine. But look, I mean, everyone knows that you... If you know you do a mistake, you're like, all right, I'll cop that. You know, you put your hand up. So you're not going to be like... dragged over the coals.
And we...
very different to hear.
Yes, very different.
What have I walked into here?
Well, we saw a blooper, talking about a TV blooper, we saw one go to air the other night where the wrong cup went into the slot.
Yeah, okay.
Would that be just a... Hands up, that was our fault, move on. Or would there be serious trouble for that?
No, look, I know what you're talking about. It was out of Melbourne.
Yes.
And look, it was all over social media.
We played it yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. And so the reporter, Lana Murphy, she actually tweeted saying, I've got a great boss in Nine News Melbourne. So that's Hugh Nayland. He's a great bloke as well. And he said, and she goes, I'll be back on your screens tomorrow.
And she's now on
How
JobSeeker.
Is 2020 going? No, she's still with Nine News. Come on, Xavier, now behave.
Xavier Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9. On Hit 92.9.